It's WMFO right here in Medford, 9:02 here in the morning. I'm Mike. I will be here with you until 11 a.m. until Something About the Women comes in. And today it's our friend Kirsten. So, yeah. But until then, got a lot of stuff going on today. Not a lot of freeform, not a lot of new noise because we have two guests. First of all, at 10 a.m., we have local Boston band This Day in History. And Joel Simkus is here right now, micing them up down the hall in Studio D. So we're going to be listening to them play live, full band, from around 10 to 10:30 this morning. And starting a little bit after 9 a.m., he tells me he's arriving now downstairs. Mr. Larry Newman, no relation, but we still think that we're mishpocha, what can I tell you? But Larry's got two shows coming up today, so we'll talk about that. He's going to play a couple of tunes, you know, schmy around a little bit. And it's going to be cool. So until he comes upstairs, which should be happening pretty much now as I'm talking to you, I'm going to play a couple of tracks just to sort of get us to Larry. So I'm going to start off with one that's everybody's talking about. I mean, so that's a good thing, right? And why are they talking about it? Because it's the Rolling Stones. You know, they've got a new record, and they've released a single called Angry, and everybody's listening to it. Everybody's got an opinion about it. If you haven't heard it yet, you're going to hear it now. This is brand new noise from the Rolling Stones. This is called Angry. It's new noise at WMFO.
Yeah. As it rains by
It's WMFO in Medford. It's 911. 911. Uh-huh. Yeah? Oh, you want me to turn you on? Well, that didn't sound right. All right, Larry's here.
Wait, Dan already turned me on.
All right. Well, yeah, he went downstairs to do it, too. All right, so this is WMFO, by the way, and I'm Mike, and have other people here, which I'll tell you about in a second. But, yeah, things are all jumbled here today, but that's okay. That's okay. We'll tell you all about that stuff, I'm sure. Let me tell you what I played to start off. They were pretty pretty interesting, both new noises. And started off with a tiny little band called the Rolling Stones. And as I said, people were talking about that song. I mean, why are they talking about it? It's the Rolling Stones, you know, and they're 80-some-odd years old, right? And they're writing original songs. What'd you say, Dan?
They're 80. They're 80 years old. Come on, they're still writing great songs.
I know. There's all kinds of talk about, oh, the song isn't up to par, and oh, the song is this, and it's not that. It's like, it's a pretty cool song, and, you know, your 80-year-old grandpa, is he going to be doing that?
No.
Oi.
Yeah, so that was Rolling Stones called Angry.
He can hardly get to the bathroom.
thanks for going there, Larry. So that's called Angry, and that seems to fit right now. That's cool. And then we heard from the wonderful local artist Jennifer Taft, brand new single from her, Love and War, rocking, great stuff. And she's going to come in and visit with me at some point. We haven't really quite decided that yet, but we're going to do that too. So it's all good. So at 9:12 in the morning, I want to introduce you to somebody who has my same last name. As far as we know, we're not related, but, you know, we are mishpocha, whatever that...
You never know.
You never know. But you won't do the blood test. What is up with you?
You know, I'm a...
Yes?
I'm a... You know, like they have those anti-vaxxers, I'm an anti-blood test.
Oh. Oh.
No. I'll do the DNA test. We'll find out.
We should do it, because...
Yeah, maybe we're related to Bernie Sanders, you know?
Oh, that would be not a good thing to find out. Well, actually, I like Bernie.
Larry David found out that Bernie Sanders was his long-lost cousin.
Yeah, I would actually think that'd be kind of neat. Not Bernie Madoff.
No.
All Bernies are not made alike.
No.
It's very early in the morning, everybody. I went out on Friday night. I say I won't go out on Friday night, but I did. So, yeah, it was worth it. So everybody knows Larry Newman. Larry, you've been playing around Boston how long now?
Probably about more than 45 years.
Yeah.
But there was a period where I was on the road, and I was sort of based out of places in Michigan at the time. But, you know, as a teenager, I snuck into the clubs in Boston and schlepped the equipment for the, you know, the beginnings of the original rock scene around 74, you know, not that we didn't have original rock in Boston before that, but when the scene started to become huge. I was there at the beginning of the Rat and, you know, all those clubs in the late 70s.
So were you born around here?
I was actually born in Brighton, and when I was about 6 years old, my parents moved to Needham, and the first thing I remember was the Kennedy assassination around that time. So,
I do too.
But you know, Boston rock has always been in my blood.
Yep. I mean, you're certainly playing around all the time now. And I know that you have two gigs coming up, right?
Yes. This afternoon, hopefully, if the weather holds out, it's free. It's going to be great. We're playing in Fremont, New Hampshire. And Fremont is famous because it is the home of the Shags.
Uh-huh. Well, that's just perfect for you. Are these acoustic gigs? Are you playing?
No. I mean, this is with George Belli and the Retroactivists. And George Belli and the Retroactivists, when we add Tom Reed as a keyboard player, we will be playing tomorrow at Tavern at the End of the World as Preservation, the Kinks band, or as we call it, an afternoon with the music of the Kinks.
Yeah, I mean, I got to tell everybody. I mean, I've seen that particular lineup at the Tavern a couple of times. It was pre-pandemic.
Yeah.
But what a lot of fun! I mean, if you love the Kinks, and of course you love the Kinks. I mean, this is a great band.
Yeah, and George is amazing. And so this band, without Tom Reed on keyboards, is all British rock from the 60s, 70s, 80s. So there's a very wide, diverse group of tunes. I mean, we do a lot of tunes that you don't hear cover bands do. Like, I mean,
definitely
the Beatles tunes that we do are like, we do like Strawberry Fields Forever and A Day in the Life. You know, we do a bunch of tunes by Squeeze. It's some pretty involved stuff, and George Belli is just an amazing guitar player. So, and I've been playing with him in both bands that do covers and an original band called The Real, you know, back in the mid to late 80s. So George and I have been together on and off for quite a long time, and a couple of years ago I joined the band as the bass player full time, and you know, I've been working a lot with them and them recently, and a few other bands in the area.
Well, I mean, I just love what you guys do. You do a great job. I mean, it's, you know, a testament to the fact that you guys have been playing around forever. And it's a real treat to do. So when is that's going to happen? This Sunday?
Yes, tomorrow.
Yeah.
Right. But hopefully, if the weather holds out, this afternoon at 4 p.m., and both gigs are at 4 p.m., I call them old people shows. They're 4 to 7.
Shh, don't tell anybody, but I love that arrangement.
I know. Yeah. I do, too. I'm at home watching reruns of Law & Order at 9 o'clock, you know?
Yeah, in bed by 10, that's perfect.
Exactly.
I know.
Exactly.
I know, and it's like, don't call me after 10.
And my wife likes it, too. Uh-huh. She'll be coming to the Tavern. She loves the Tavern. She could go to the Tavern every Sunday and she would be happy.
I'm so glad they got music back there, at least on a temporary kind of a staggered basis.
Yeah, we really, I mean, pre-pandemic, it really created like a new scene there where there was this whole family of people, almost like the rat of the old days, but not as disgusting.
I'm okay with that. I'm good. I'm one of those people that never went, as you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, I never did that.
But
everybody else that I know has been there.
But, you know, there have been several bands that I'm playing in that Dan has booked some great shows for us.
Yeah, we're going to hear from Dan in a couple of minutes about what's going on.
But I'll just give you, if I can, a couple more. So
you can right now you're the only thing on WMFO. It's crazy. So go for it.
So on the 15th, and this is a Dan show, I'll be playing a solo set, and Captain Easy Chord, who I play bass with, and Kenny Highland will be playing at the Square Root, and that's a great place too. If you haven't been there, in Roslindale Square,
I'll be there tonight.
Yeah, and then on the 20th, we'll be playing at the Silhouette in Alston, and with Captain Easy Chord. And let's see, Dan has me playing a solo set on the 1st of October at the Worthen Attic in Lowell, and I'm not sure who else is on that bill.
That one is Preacher from Syracuse, New York. My hometown.
Great.
My buddy Noel. They've never played up here. They're looking forward to playing here. And also, I have another band that I just found from, I think they're from Swampscott, Phantom Ghosts. And they're going to be playing with you. So, yeah, we got a good show.
Excellent.
We're going to throw in some acoustic stuff in there because why not?
Yeah.
So, and
I consider myself an entertainer, not, you know, my wife would say, no, no, you're a musician. But I mean, I got the shtick, you know.
I think we're all experiencing that right now.
and then from the 24th to the 28th, Dan has booked us on this little mini tour of the Mid-Atlantic states.
Ah.
And the thing that I'm really excited about is I have about 50 friends from New York City who are going to come to the Parkside Lounge
really? Okay,
at the
great.
End of the tour because they haven't seen me play in years.
Oh, great.
So,
good deal.
Yeah.
All right, so we talked all about preservation.
Yeah.
And what's the other gig that you have this weekend?
That's George Belli and the Retroactivists today. And so that's preservation minus the keyboard player,
yeah.
basically. And, you know, like I said, it's all British rock. It's free. It's in front of the Fremont, New Hampshire Town Library on the lawn. And then they're having an event there where there's, you know, food and other stuff going on. So...
Very cool.
Yeah.
Very cool. So you were going to play some acoustic and entertain us, but you're such a monster. You broke your string and you didn't even know it.
I didn't, you know, sometimes the tension and like Dan was saying off mic,
the weather too, the weather,
and whatever, yeah. I can open a case and see a broken string and go, wait a minute, I don't remember. If I had done that, I would have changed the string right away.
Of course.
So
I was thinking maybe we could play something recorded. If I happen to have something in Rivendell that you'd like me to play, we could do that just so people can hear what you. I don't even know what I've got in here.
Do you have my ASA song? I'm not going to work today.
Maybe. If not, I have it by ASA. You know, don't know if we have it.
Well, I mean, I think it's been loaded onto your system.
All right. Well, keep covering me. Keep talking, you guys, while I look.
Well, you might have something else by me, by either Larry Newman or LJ Delta.
Let me correct something here. It wasn't Phantom Ghost. I'm sorry. It's Phantom Ocean is playing
Phantom
with Larry
Ocean.
And Preacher. Yes. Uh huh. They reached out to me on Facebook. They've been checking out the Worthing, and they wanted to play. So they are on the bill.
Good.
Well, I don't seem to have that one, but I have a whole bunch
of ASA.
Of ASA. Yeah.
Do you have John Macy in me?
God, you keep asking for things that I don't have.
Well, it would be John Traveling Blind.
Yeah. No, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to pick
Kenny
one.
Highland?
Let me do this.
I'm in Love.
Let me do... I've got Anthony Kaczynski covering Ragged Religion.
That's weird.
I don't even know, must have been from live. Yeah, it's live
thing.
On WMFO.
Yeah.
In 2019. I'll just cue that up because that sounds pretty interesting.
Okay, yeah.
And we'll see. Let me look for something.
That was on the first. Natalie Flanagan did that on the first one.
Oh, so, you know, it's worth hearing. So, Larry, you were a great friend of ASA, and you've done two remembrances with local Boston artists around here. But let me play this one, and we'll figure out what to
do
after that.
We'll see what we can find.
Yeah, all right. So this is Anthony Kaczynski covering ASA Brebner, Ragged Religion. Was live here at WMFO in 2019, and we'll be back after that. Oh, from the title on down, I just love it. So much fun.
Thanks. All right. I brought a couple covers to do.
Love it.
That's cool.
I love covers.
Which I don't always do, but in the solo acoustic setting, it seems like a good opportunity to do songs.
Absolutely.
You really dig.
Songs that you love, yeah.
Songs that you love. And we lost somebody here in March named ASA Brebner, who was remarkable and amazing, mm-hmm. and a philosopher and a poet and one of the best guitar players I've ever seen in my life. And that's a real void here, you know? So... For a hot minute, I was doing the Bay State Rock Show with
Carmelita
yeah. on Sundays for about 3 months last year, and I remember that the first song that I got to pick, I thought I got to pick something really representative of Boston and what Boston's all about, and the first song I picked to play was this one. So I'm going to do this because Asa was great. that's all there is to it.
Absolutely.
So, and it's called Ragged Religion, so okay. I hope I do it some justice.
Okay.
So. I smoke too much, but it's the only fun I get. Jenny's in the laundromat, telling all her sisters that I lost the grocery money on a football bet. Romeo, he was goddamn lucky, he never married Juliet. Dogs are barking in the street, babies crying in the heat. I get so tired, but I ain't laid down yet. Yeah. You'll take my love if you want it, or I'll find someone new. Don't think my love was a weak one, but I've cried enough about you.
Good years. I'm standing here with a lump in my throat. I'm trying to hold back all my tears. Well, I know friend, I can't own her. I can't keep her on a leash. I've got a good idea. Let's talk it over, over Chardonnay and quiche. And she can keep the cat and the goldfish. If I can just keep the home for all my one-way conversations, sitting home all alone. You know, I am just a civilized guy. Now we've said I'm rotten. A sensitive man who will give her loads of space. And I hope there'll be a significant other who has keen artistic tastes. And I know nonviolence is the only solution to the messed up human race. Old world chauvinistic, misguided, misanthropic attitudes we must erase. Just a civilized guy. Now we've said our modern goodbyes. I don't care how much you try to deny. You stole my woman, now you're gonna die. You stole my woman, now you're gonna die. Drink.
WMFO Medford, 9:33 in the morning with Mike and Larry and Dan. We just heard a couple of great things. Asa Brebner, man. That last one was called Hot Mike for that particular project. Mm-hmm. And if you are an astute listener and you know that we play Speed Fossil, that was Garrett singing live on You Stole My Woman. I love that song.
Yeah,
you stole my woman, you're going to die.
With the late, great Trick Wallace on guitar.
Yes, sir.
And if you... You can Google that on YouTube and see the video, which features the late, even greater Justine Koval as the woman in the video.
Uh-huh.
But the real song is about Ace's widow, Lori. And Lori and Trick worked together at Rounder Records. And supposedly, the story goes that Asa had it in his head that she was like,
yeah,
messing around with Trick or something.
This is
something,
radio. They can't see you gesticulate. So
yes, yes.
Speak your mind,
so,
Larry.
So, which wasn't real, but it was sort of this fictitious story about, you know, Trick messing around. And I mean,
right.
I'm sorry, not Trick.
Garrett, oh, yeah.
Garrett messing around. And that was the reason why Garrett wanted to do the song, because he was the guy who supposedly was going to steal the woman.
Well, you know, it's good to clear the soul by, yes, you know, coming clean with stuff like that. And we also heard the great, wonderful, everybody just loves Anthony Kaczynski, you know, and he covered Ragged Religion right here at WMFO. So that was cool.
Yeah,
so,
definitely.
So I want to play a couple more songs, Larry, before we kick you out. Mm. Just kidding. We want to play Traveling Band, you and John Macy.
Traveling Blind.
Oh,
yeah.
See, I'm sorry, I can't... To my old eyes, it looked like whatever I said.
Van.
Traveling Blind. Did I say Van? And then we want to play Swim by Rob Scott. All right, let me just spin those. We'll come back and say goodbye to you. Dan has a few things to say, and then we'll play some more music until we have a live band down the hall in Studio D called This Day in History. Debut here at WMFO and all that good stuff. All right, this is John Macy and Larry Newman with Traveling Blind.
One, two, one, two, three, four. I was dreaming about you, baby, late last night. The way we left things, you know it don't seem right. I don't like the way you walked out the door, and I can't stand that I forsaken me. I'm on the road, but I'm traveling blind. I got a fever that's burning my mind. I look for life, but I don't see a sign. I only know you used to be mine. I only know you used to be mine. There are some things that I come to admit. Your warm body and your sweet soul kiss. I don't like the way you broke your chains, and I miss the held on to my brain. And it's breaking me. You've forsaken me. I'm on the road, but I'm traveling blind. I got a fever that's burning my mind. I look for life, but I don't see a sign.
you know, I pushed the buttons, they didn't go, then they went. But anyway, hey, this is WMFO, by the way. Yeah, that was some great stuff. Larry, I'll ask you for some real quick commentary on the last one we heard, yeah. Swim from I Am Not Gone, Volume 2. That was Rob Scott. What a great rockin' tune.
Yeah, Rob's an amazing guitar player. I went to high school with him, and they had this amazing band then, and got back together with him when I was doing some of my own tunes recording, and then brought him in for this, and he was there at the live show. We did this for the Ace of Brebner tribute.
Very cool. And that beautiful track, Traveling Blind, with you and John Macy from the original I Am Not Gone CD. What a beautiful song. And how did it come about that you got John to do that?
You know, it's funny because I actually asked them if Hummingbird Syndicate wanted to do it. And
yep, and for those that don't know, John's the lead singer and one of the founders of Hummingbird.
Right, right. And I'm not sure whether, now if I look back on it, whether it was they were learning new tunes, if it was before Randall died or not. I can't get the timeline right in my head. But at one point or another, he said, why don't you and I just do it?
Nice.
And we'll do it acoustic, and you'll play most of the guitars on it, and you know, maybe we'll put bass on it. And the weird thing was, and this will be my last comment, is that I was about to put a bass on it, and he was in the other room. And when I picked up my bass, all of a sudden I heard somebody say, you don't need bass on this.
Mm-hmm.
And I looked over, and John wasn't there.
Oh.
And I was like saying, was that Asa?
Yeah, man.
Wow.
Probably was, huh?
Spooky. And we used my, in the last verse, we used my 1936 Maybell, which comes in with a bass line, so it almost feels like there's bass in there at that point. But that was before I was about to put bass on it.
Right.
You don't need to put bass on
it. Divine intervention.
Yeah.
All right, so Larry, one more time, remind us about your two gigs.
Okay, so this afternoon in Fremont, New Hampshire, in front of the town library, on the lawn, big event, all kinds of stuff there, but George Belli and the Retroactivists, great British rock from the 60s, 70s, 80s. And then we add a keyboard player, and we become Preservation, and we will be at the Tavern at the End of the World on the Charlestown-Somerville line tomorrow.
Sunday.
At 4. Both gigs are at 4 p.m., so they're
nice.
Oily shows.
Well, I'm very glad that we got to hear something from you today, because you broke your string.
Yeah.
But, you know, live radio, sometimes you have to persevere.
Yeah.
So thank you, Larry, for coming in. Have great shows today. I know you will. And say hi to Liz for me.
I will.
All right.
I will, definitely.
Thank you, Larry.
All right. Thanks, Mike.
All right. Dan Anklin.
Hey, yeah. Everybody. How's everybody doing this morning?
Bootleg Dan, everybody.
Hey, I don't know. Last night, if anybody that wasn't at Sally O'Brien's, you missed one of the best shows that I've seen in a long time. I can't say enough about Girl with a Hawk. They just knocked everybody's socks off last night.
It was fantastical.
Unbelievable show. Linnea's Garden and Galaxy Cake, really great show. Want to thank Linda, Daniel, and the band. What a show. Anyway, so with Bootleg Dan Presents, we've got some great shows. One tonight at the Square Root. I'm really looking forward to this. A lot of people are going to be going.
I'll be there.
Well, I hope you're going to be there. You go to most of my shows. So.
I do.
All right. Good
you know deal. You know the thread. It's still in effect.
Yeah, yeah. So tonight, I got Simon Ritt and Kelly Knapp. If you were up at the Worthing House a couple of weeks ago, they're just brilliant. They sounded great. As you probably know, I used to work with the Darlings back in the days. That's where I got my start. And they just get better and better. So I'm looking forward to them playing.
So Simon from the Darlings and Kelly Knapp from...
You got it. From the Bristols.
From the Bristols.
From the Bristols.
Yeah, man.
So, and then they're playing with the Hummingbird Syndicate, John.
Tonight.
Mixon, tonight. Tonight. And then to finish it off, 61 Ghost. another great band. Joe and Dixie, I mean, this is going to be a rocking show.
They were here for our first live day back in 2019, and they killed it down in Studio D.
Great band.
It was great.
Great band, and get there early. It's going to be a great night of music. The Square Root, I love the plate. Anthony, couldn't be nicer.
Yep.
Letting me put on all these great shows there. So come on down. Get some food, get some beer, get some coffee, whatever you drink. Don't sit on your couch. I don't care if it rains. You ain't going to melt. Come on down and rock and roll.
Roslindale.
In Roslindale.
Yeah, Rosie.
So tomorrow, we've got another great Worthing gig with my friends Dean and Lucia, Black Crow Productions. If you haven't been up there, you're missing a really good time. We've got a great show tomorrow with, we've got Crow Follow, State of the Union, who I've not seen, but I've heard a lot about.
Oh, fantastic.
Great just band. Great.
Yep.
And then to finish it off, Brian and the Thigh Scrapers. The Worthing House is getting to be a really cool gig. Unfortunately, I can't be at Larry's gig. If I had my clone machine... I could be at both gigs, but I can't.
Nope.
But I would absolutely be at Larry's gig. I'm a huge Kinks fan. He would be at my gig as well if he wasn't playing.
Well, I'll tell you that I played with all three bands at one point. I was an original member of the Darlings. I played with Hummingbird Syndicate. And who's your third band?
The Thigh Scrapers or State of the Union?
No, on the
Kelly and
Tonight.
Simon.
Oh, I'm Kelly sorry. Okay, I'm looking at Worthing House. Sorry about that. Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Kelly and Simon, the Darlings. Yep.
Yeah.
All right. Good stuff, Dan.
Oh, yeah. So, and just one more thing. If you haven't been following my page or what's going on, I have got this band from the UK coming in, the Len Price Three. If you're into the Mod, the Who, the Kinks, these guys will knock your socks off.
It's going to be at the Burn Back Room, right?
Burn Back Room. I've got Muck and the Myers playing and the amazing Chelsea Curve. Come on. The tickets
That's a show.
The tickets are selling fast, too. There's already probably 70 tickets sold. I'm going to cap it out at about 100 and a quarter. So you've been warned. This show will knock your socks off, and it is on October 13th, Friday the 13th. I don't care. I'm not a superstitious guy. So let's rock and roll. Bootleg Dan presents. Thanks again, Larry and Larry.
All right. Thank you guys so much. All right. At 9:50 in the morning, I'm Mike. Around 10 a.m., we have a live band coming up down in Studio D. And can't wait, so I'm just going to play some music and wait for Joel to give me a cue, and we'll do it. So I'm going to start with some new noise from Kurt Baker. He's got a new record out called Rock and Roll Club. This is She Don't Want to Be Alone at WMFO.
Just
You are listening to WMFO in Medford.